This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators filled Hong Kong's international airport Monday, forcing the cancellation of all flights. On the streets of Hong Kong earlier Monday, enraged protesters blocked roads and defied police to disperse after riot officers fired tear gas and non-lethal ammunition at fleeing crowds. Hong Kong's deputy commissioner says he will continue deploying decoy officers against what he refers to as violent protesters.
As long as they are violent protesters, if they are aiming to use deadly force against any other people, we will try our best to do investigation and have them apprehended.
And dozens of injuries have been reported as a result. U.S. Attorney General William Barr promised thorough investigation into the apparent suicide of Jeffrey Epstein, a disgraced financier who was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Barr says Epstein's death at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, or MCC, was an unwelcome shock.
I was appalled, and indeed the whole department was, and frankly, angry to learn of the MCC's failure to adequately secure this prisoner.
He said the problems that allowed for Epstein's death will be examined and corrected.
We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation.
The Trump administration announced a new policy Monday that would impede immigrants already in the country from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance. The rule does not impact humanitarian-based immigration programs for refugees and asylees and contains exemptions for victims of trafficking and domestic violence. This is VOA News. Recent mass shootings have some Latinos worried about being targets. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The shooting at a Walmart in El Paso and the earlier one in Gilroy, California, killed nearly two dozen Latinos. Now that violence has some Hispanics looking over their shoulders, avoiding speaking Spanish in public, and seeking out escape routes amid fears they could be next. Latinos have taken to social media to describe being on edge, worrying that even standing in line outside of a food truck or wearing a Mexican national soccer team jersey might make them a target. I'm Mike Hempen.
Two out of four experimental drugs being used to treat Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo have proven so effective that they will be given to all patients. The success of the two drugs prompted scientists to halt the study and prioritize their use in the African country, where a year-long outbreak has killed more than 1,800 people. The drugs are known as Regen EB3 and MOB-114. They've been part of the study since November, and their death rates are less than 11% compared to 33% for two other drugs in the study. Rescue operations continue in four Indian states where monsoon floods have killed nearly 200 people and forced more than 1 million from their homes. The southern state of Kerala has been the worst hit region. The death toll there reached 76 Monday, while 116 combined were reported killed in the states of authorities warn the death toll will rise as crews search flooding debris and collapsed buildings. The best meteor shower of the year is underway across the northern hemisphere. Sky watchers are treated to a stunning array of meteors stretching out overhead from Monday night into early Tuesday. The Perseids occur when Earth enters the debris field left behind by the comet's swift tunnel. For the best viewing, NASA did recommend going away from bright city lights to darker areas. South Korea says it's removing Japan from a list of trusted trade partners to a new category that brings restrictions on exports of sensitive goods. This move is the latest in a back-and-forth trade dispute between the two countries, which has included Japan dropping South Korea from its own list of preferred trading partners. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.